again. Thanks for joining me. This is Steve Gretsch. The podcast is called A Different Drummer. Thanks for joining me. Oh, I already said that. I am thankful. I'm thankful for those that listen, and I am praying for you, the listener, and I know that we are all in this together, this thing called life, and as we get it down the road, believe the promises of God, discover more about His name, and learn the gospel and know what the gospel is. This one is called Mystery of Christ Known, Ephesians 3, 4 and through 5. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has been now, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. There's a mouthful. Mystery of Christ known. He was not known in previous generations, but he is known. And so I'm going to kind of go through a little, why don't I just do this? The mystery is a secret. And Paul's insight is to put it together in mind. I love that. These word studies that I do, it's in an interlinear Bible. It's a Greek-Hebrew, and it basically brings me to the Strong's. It's all on my phone, which is pretty cool. And so Paul's insight is also practical discernment. So this is what is not known. It was not declared. And it's spirit revealed. And so basically, I love this. It's to take off the cover, to bring in the light. I remember my dad, my dad was an artist, and he would work on his art project and work on it and work on it. And then there was a time where he would reveal what it is he's been up to. And, you know, it was always kind of a special time. So the spirit revealed, take off the cover and reveal. And so this Christ was foretold. We didn't know who exactly. There was a lot of mystery around it. That's why Paul said it. So anyways, foretold. He was foretold. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Isn't that wonderful? So this mystery, Christ was foretold in Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. And then here we go. This Simon, I love the story of Simon. Simon declared that Jesus was here, baby Jesus, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." This is Luke 2, 26 through 32. So there you have it. Simon declared him, and then a little bit about Jesus' ministry. And the next day, this is in John, he saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," John 1, 29. And so there John declares Jesus and what his purpose is and was. And then therefore we have, and I'm skipping over quite a bit here, obviously, and then we have the death of Jesus. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. So there was the death of Jesus. And now we have his resurrection. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Luke 24, 5 through 7. So there we have the birth of Jesus, the announcement of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus, the mystery of Christ, as it was said in Ephesians. So now I think this is probably one of the best verses, 2 Corinthians 5:21, which proclaims the gospel. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And what's, you know, after that, what's our role? We broadcast him. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's our Lord. 1 Peter 2:9, we broadcast Christ. It's a privilege. We're ambassadors while we're here on this earth. And we can only expect three responses. And this is found in Acts 17:32 to 34. It says, now, when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer. But others said, we shall hear you again concerning this. So Paul went out of their way. So Paul went out of their midst, but some men joined him and believed. Among all whom also were Dionysus, I'm pretty sure I tortured that, the Areopagite. I probably should have studied those a little more. And the women named Demarius and others with them. So that's Acts 17:32 to 34. And there we have it. We have three responses. The mystery of Christ has come, and we, as we spread the gospel and proclaim and broadcast him, there are those who are going to sneer, there are those who are going to procrastinate, and there are those who are going to believe. And that seems like it's a pretty good list of what happened. So there we have it, the promise, which is the mystery of Christ known, Ephesians 3:4-5. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Well, what a wonderful promise that the mystery of Christ is known. We know it. And so, what a wonderful promise. And I'm out of material, so I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.